While this is pulling up, I just want to say that this project was done, made possible under USAID and the Health Policy Initiative, and implemented by Futures Group. And I'll show more acknowledgments at the end. And I don't have anything to disclose. So just to give you a little background on what I'll be discussing, for the past few decades, USAID has provided family planning assistance to countries in Latin America and the Caribbean with the primary goal of ensuring contraceptive security. And when I say contraceptive security, it's actually a term that they've created, which means making it possible for individuals to choose, obtain, and use a wide range of high-quality, affordable contraceptives when and if they need them. And since they've been working in these areas, contraceptive security has actually gone up. And they know this because contraceptive prevalence rates have increased and total fertility rates have gone down in Central America. Actually, today I'm just going to be presenting on Honduras and Nicaragua. So as you can see here, over the past few decades, this is just married women, but contraceptive prevalence rates have gone up. And because of the success in Central America and South America, and because of limited funding in aid work, there's been a push to actually pull funds out of Latin America in order to focus them more on countries where contraceptive prevalence rates are much lower and fertility rates are much higher. So countries, for example, in sub-Saharan Africa and parts of Asia. So in fact, countries in Central America such as Honduras, El Salvador, and Nicaragua are quote-unquote graduating from USAID assistance, and a lot of the funding is being pulled out. A lot of people are upset about this and argue that there's still, not only does there still exist an unmet need for contraception, but that more importantly there's an inequity in family planning use, and we need to, instead of pulling funds out, figure out how to better target our funding in order to sustain and improve family planning efforts. So, this presentation, I have three objectives. The first is to look at the past in order to learn what to do in the future. So we're going to look at trends and unmet need for modern family planning in Honduras and Nicaragua over the past 20 years. Look at why women aren't using family planning despite their desire to delay or prevent pregnancy. And also, does there actually exist this inequity and unmet need that everyone talks about? And we're going to use the example of wealth quintiles redistributed by area of residence. In order to do this research, I used data from the Demographic Health Survey, and which is, of course, done by Measure DHS, and Reproductive Health Survey, which is done by the CDC. Because there were many variables, I made sure to standardize the variables across all surveys and, of course, weigh them appropriately. So, the first objective, why is it important to explore trends in unmet need for family planning? Unmet need is clearly a valuable indicator for contraceptive security. It identifies women at high risk for unintended pregnancy, and it's a good estimate of the potential unmet demand for contraception. Also, as I'm sure we all know here, decreasing unmet need leads to more women and couples meeting their fertility desires, improved population health and well-being, and on a larger scale, better social and economic development. For those of you who don't know much about the field of unmet need, it is a variable that is quite contested and has been for a while. There are a lot of arguments about how to define unmet need. In fact, the DHS and RHS define it differently. So I had to create my own unmet need variable, which is very difficult, by the way, amongst all of these surveys, and I used the definition from the RHS. So just to let you know how I did that, first, I looked at all women 15 to 49 and asked, are they currently using a modern contraceptive method? If they were not, I asked, are they fecund or able to have children? If they were, I said, are they pregnant? If they weren't, I said, do they want to get pregnant soon in the next 2 years? And if they did not, I asked, are they still having sex? And if they were, they had an unmet need for contraception. So, looking, having created that variable and looking at trends, you can see that in both Honduras and Nicaragua, unmet need has actually gone down over the past couple decades. And Nicaragua in 2001-2006, it looks like there hasn't been much of a change there, but actually that's an RHS and DHS survey, so the discrepancy may be based on the differences in surveys. And if you stratify for married versus unmarried, you can also see that there's a decrease in both married and unmarried women, with less change being in single women, partly because there are just fewer women using single women using contraception. So the next question is, why is it important to know why women are not using modern contraception despite their desire to delay or prevent pregnancy? When we talk about potential demand, we're looking at women who want to use and are actually using, so they have a met need for contraception, plus an unmet need. Again, women who aren't fecund women who aren't using despite their desire to delay or prevent pregnancy. Unmet need, a woman may have unmet need because there aren't contraceptives, there's no supply of commodity. She may not think there's supply, and then of course, she may not want to use it, so demand. In the surveys, DHS and RHS surveys, they ask women, why aren't you using contraception despite your desire to delay or prevent pregnancy? So these, the, what we'll be looking at is a woman's, from a woman's perspective, why isn't she using? And the reasons given that are related to supply have to do with cost, quality of services, and access, and then actual demand, have to do with their desire to use it, external opposition such as husband opposition or other family opposition, fear of health problems, low perceived risk. So in other words, they don't think they can get pregnant because maybe they're not having sexual intercourse enough or their husbands are migrating or what have you. They're using traditional family planning use or they don't know much about contraception. What we found, or what I found, is if you look at trends, the reasons that women list that have to do with obstacles, their perceived obstacles of supply, have actually gone down over the years. So the implication may be, one might assume, and further research needs to be done on this to verify, but the implication would be that as contraceptive security goes up, women's reasons for not using have less to do with supply obstacles. I also found that when you look at their demand reasons, they have most to do with fear of side effects, low perceived risk for actually getting pregnant, and the use of traditional methods of contraception. So they don't need to use modern methods. So finally, the third objective is, why is it important to identify possible inequities and unmet need? Because we're going to be looking at these at inequity. And one would argue that national level indicators for unmet need don't reveal inequities in use among subpopulations. As we've already heard from our other panelists, it's hard to make sweeping generalizations about a country. And when we pull out aid because our general contraceptive prevalence rate is at a certain level, that doesn't tell us much about what subpopulation populations are doing. And of course, by knowing what's going on in these subpopulations, we can even better target our efforts and improve overall rates in contraceptive use and fertility. So the example that I used in this project is looking at the distribution of unmet need among women from different wealth quintiles redistributed by areas of residence. And I found that overall, if you look in Honduras, there is certainly inequity between the wealth quintiles. And when you redistribute them by area of residence, in other words, you look at wealth quintiles within urban areas and rural areas, you find that there's even more inequity within urban and rural areas. In Nicaragua, there's also inequity, but you'll notice that there's less inequity. it would be interesting to look at Nicaraguan policy and program initiatives to and compare them to Honduras to see what's going on there. So to conclude, there's been a decrease in unmet need for modern contraception in both Honduras and Nicaragua. The assumption is that as contraceptive security improves, women are more likely to port reasons for non-use that are related to a lack of personal demand for family planning rather than their perception that an obstacle exists related to family planning supply or access. However, there still exists an inequity and unmet need, especially in Honduras as compared to Nicaragua. And in both countries, the poorest women living in rural areas have the highest unmet need for modern contraception, so that is where we should be targeting our efforts. So our principal recommendations to minimize unmet need would be to improve the demand for family planning among women who are not currently using by stressing the importance of modern contraception versus traditional methods. Also educating about actual risks of becoming pregnant, and of course improving provider-client interaction around side effects and decreasing fear of side effects. And finally, concentrate resources. If we have limited funds, we should be concentrating them on the poorest women who live in rural areas of each country. Thank you.
Thank you, Jessica. Well, we've just had 5 presentations. And just to remind you, for some of you who came in late, we had a presentation on rural to urban migration of youth in Ethiopia and impact on marriage fertility decisions. Also, we looked at male contraceptive use in Bangladesh, use of non-surgical methods for abortion services in Ethiopia, so 2 in Ethiopia. Also, we looked at working with the private sector in Uganda, as well as the equity of family planning use in Central America.